Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, the ever-so-insightful Core. How are you doing today, Core?
Doing fantastic, Jack. Excited to dive into the latest buzz in the tech world. We've got some spicy topics lined up. How about you? Ready to get unchained?
Absolutely. For our listeners tuning in, we're about to embark on a journey through the realms of AI, Web 3.0, and the most sizzling tech updates of the week. Let's kick things off with something that's shaken the tech community lately, OpenAI's latest project release. Core, you got the scoop on this, right?
Oh, you bet I do, Jack. OpenAI just announced a new version of GPT that promises even more human-like interactions and better contextual understanding. They're calling it GPT-5. Honestly, I can't wait to see what kinds of improvements they've made. But also, let's be real here. With great power comes, you know the rest.
Responsibility, indeed. And maybe a sprinkle of paranoia, too. I mean, just imagine an AI that can decipher memes and sarcasm. Twitter wars are about to get a whole lot more interesting. But on a serious note, what implications do you think this has for businesses relying heavily on AI?
It's a double-edged sword, for sure. On one hand, you've got efficiency and scalability at unprecedented levels. On the other hand, there's the looming threat of AI replacing more human jobs. We've debated this before, Jack, and it gets trickier with each advancement.
True, true. And speaking of debates, I'm sure our audience would love to hear your take on the latest executive order addressing AI regulations. Oh, how the tables have turned. Tech giants asking for more oversight? Who'd have thought?
I know, right? It's like asking the fox to guard the henhouse. But seriously, this could be a game changer. Regulation might stifle some innovation, but it's also necessary to ensure ethical applications of AI. Knowing where to draw the line is the tricky part.
And of course, we can't forget our favorite flavor of the week, crypto updates. Core, have you been keeping an eye on the Bitcoin roller coaster? It's like being on a never-ending theme park ride.
Oh, don't even get me started. With Bitcoin bouncing around like a kangaroo on caffeine, it's part suspense thriller, part comedy. You know what they say, Jack? If you can't handle the heat, stay out of the crypto kitchen.
Classic. All right, folks, we've got a ton to cover today, from the exciting, the controversial, to the utterly amusing. Stick around, grab your coffee, and settle in for another episode of AI Unchained. Let's get this show on the road.
Stay tuned, everyone. Coming up next, we'll dive deeper into OpenAI's latest revelations and what they mean for the future of tech.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break. So, Core, we were talking about these crazy new AI-powered inline prompt editing features that just dropped. The idea of instantly previewing AI-suggested edits, doesn't it sound like some kind of sci-fi stuff? Inline editing with AI already feels like it's redefining our workflow.
Absolutely, Jack. I was reading into MotherDuck's new inline prompt editing feature, and it's like something out of a futuristic dream. You just select your text, hit Command-K, and boom, AI provides you with an instant suggestion. It's taking away the guesswork and making the SQL coding so much smoother. Honestly, why didn't anyone come up with this sooner?
Right? It does seem like such a no-brainer now that it's here. But I guess it needed this unique combo of a local-first SQL engine and intelligent caching. We're used to tools like DuckDB, which just parses queries and caches dependencies locally. Throw in MotherDuck's dual execution architecture and voila, we got ourselves a magical solution.
And that whole concept of caching ahead of time to give you real-time previews, genius. It's almost like you're beating latency to the punchline. This is a breakthrough for anyone dealing with big data sets. You get instant results without the headache of waiting.
It's like having a crystal ball for SQL queries. I remember back in the day, you'd run a query and hold your breath, hoping it returns what you need. Now you can see what happens in real time as you type. This kind of precision is pure gold in data-heavy environments.
It's a total game changer for analysts. Perfect real-time previews allow you to make data-driven decisions without the delay. Plus, the AST mapping part, where it pinpoints exactly which part of your query is under the cursor for suggestions, that's some serious wizardry.
And speaking of wizards, it almost makes you think of these tools as benevolent spellcasters, automatically mapping and rewriting code to optimize performance. Imagine how much this speeds up troubleshooting and refining complex queries.
Yeah, instead of rerunning queries and what felt like an endless cycle, you now have a smart assistant nudging you in the right direction. Makes you wonder how else AI can revolutionize other data management tools. But Jack, as cool as this tech is, there's a part of me that's always cautious about AI taking too much control. What safeguards do you think are in place here?
Good point. We do need those guardrails. It boils down to giving the AI enough room to help without risking interference that could derail your work. Ensuring it doesn't auto-apply without review is a good start. And having a solid MTLS encryption for communication paths ensures it's secure.
Agreed. And with all this talk about data manipulation, cryptographic key technology becomes crucial. Safeguarding not just the data, but the identity of all interacting parties prevents unauthorized tampering. It's all about that zero trust architecture.
Zero trust for sure. Switching gears a bit, it makes me think how tools like these could reshape cybersecurity, particularly within sectors housing sensitive information. Easier query handling could lead to better compartmentalization and instant anomaly detection.
And let's not forget compliance. With data regulations tightening globally, such real-time oversight tools ensure compliance from the get-go, reducing risk and enhancing accountability. But Jack, what about the human element in all this? This kind of tech reliance, how does it affect the workforce dynamics?
That's the million-dollar question. On one hand, it frees up time for more strategic tasks. But on the flip side, it might reduce the necessity for certain roles. It's a double-edged sword, efficiency versus employment dynamics. Developers and data analysts will need to adapt, maybe upskill to handle more complex, less routine aspects of their work.
It's about evolution, right? Adopting these tools should ideally allow professionals to shift focus to innovation and creative problem solving. However, the transition should include support and training to ensure nobody gets left behind.
Absolutely. Training and trust, two sides of the same coin when integrating AI into workflows. Companies need to transparently communicate the benefits and the support structures they're putting in place.
Couldn't have said it better, Jack. The future looks promising, but it's all about balance. Optimizing workflows with AI without losing the human touch and control.
Indeed, Cor. The intersection of AI and big data management is just beginning to show its potential. I can't wait to see what's next on the horizon. So, expanding the use of C2 chemicals, huh? That's a game changer from the artificial leaf research. It's fascinating how a small technological innovation can ripple across so many industries, from plastics to aviation.
Absolutely, Jack. Imagine the leap in efficiency if Young manages to scale this up and make the artificial leaf more productive. But considering all the moving parts, it's more like trying to put a man on Mars rather than another man on the moon.
True. It's a massive undertaking. Though scaling up sounds simple in theory, the practical challenges can be daunting. For instance, we generally see this with open source software's evolution, where something as basic as incorporating a new license, like the Microsoft Public License or something like GPL, can stir things up.
Yes, the saga of software licenses. They can be quite the beasts. I spent a weekend once trying to decode the nuances of MIT versus Apache licenses for a project. It was like reading legal jargon in hieroglyphics.
Don't remind me. I've had my fair share of fun with them, too. Speaking of expansions, I thought it was interesting how the Artificial Leaf Project could eventually make industries more sustainable. The intricacies of scaling efficiency are crazy. Like when Tesla talks about reducing energy needs for data centers while handling loads of AI computations.
Right? It's like when I'm cooking for two people versus catering for 100 guests. Scaling up maintains the essence, but multiplies the logistics by orders of magnitude. It's about not just balance, but also ensuring everything's integrated cohesively.
Good analogy. And let's not forget the supportive pillars like AI-driven observability and cloud services. Without proper monitoring and adjustments, even the best initiatives crumble. Remember how deep neural networks needed enhanced data planes for performance optimization?
Oh, how can I forget? Those neural networks essentially redefined end-to-end AI communication. The agent meshing development was particularly pivotal because it enabled smarter, safer scaling. It reminds me of Meta's antitrust issues, where splitting services might lead to more innovation.
Exactly. It's like breaking up a big ice block. The smaller pieces melt faster, interacting more dynamically with their environment. That could spur growth and improve services. Zuckerberg must have seen that as a potential silver lining amidst regulatory storms.
Meanwhile, back on the software side of things, the approach you mentioned about AI models becoming self-regulating is critical. Those feedback loops within AI advancements are akin to self-driving cars anticipating traffic, constantly adjusting for optimal pathfinding.
Yeah, it's wild to think about. That same kind of adaptability needs to be mirrored in other domains, including data center operations as well. Staggering to read that projections suggest AI data centers might one day devour as much power as several nuclear stations.
Provided they maintain efficiency growth curves, we might manage to avoid total gridlock. The rapid strides in AI-specific networking strategies excite me the most because real-time insights are game changers. AI running agentic models to direct its workflow autonomously is next level.
Speaking of, did you catch anything on Anthropic's latest essay about AI interpretability? The CEO, Dario Amodei, emphasized how understanding AI's decision-making needs to mature to keep pace with its capabilities. It's like trying to provide X-ray vision right when super strength already exists.
Oh yeah, that was a deep dive. His push for brain scans of AI models is what really got me. Imagine knowing why an AI model does what it does at a minute level. It's not far off from having the Iron Man suit's diagnostics while you're in the heat of battle.
But the immediate need remains clear. More detailed AI evaluations and a stronger safety infrastructure. Kubernetes and AI models managing their networks smartly can resolve many scalability issues, but without insight into the why, vulnerabilities could be right around the corner.
That's why the initiative to engage more in mechanistic interpretability isn't just academic, it's vital. Amodei's suggestions for widespread regulatory encouragement align with current needs while pushing for better AI integration. Keeping competition balanced while enhancing safety measures seems more vital now than ever.
Couldn't agree more, Core. As all these pieces, AI, smart grids, enhanced materials come together, it'll be crucial that our framework supports innovation, not stifles it. As exciting as technological breakthroughs are, the human element behind their management remains indispensable.
That's the balancing act, isn't it? Ensuring we're not running on autopilot without anyone in the cockpit. We need to ensure AI and tech advances enhance human quality of life rather than overshadow it. Exponential growth demands caution and foresight.
Absolutely. There's no arguing the benefits, but balanced integration is the key. All right, let's see how well our predictions age. Keep the balancing analogy close, Core. We're gonna need it.
Definitely, Jack. Until then, it's back to cracking open those latest reports from the AI front.
So when we talk about design excellence, it's not really about who gets the most likes on Instagram or who becomes the household name. It's about creating real solutions for real problems. I mean, think about it, Core. When was the last time you used a well-designed app or tool and thought, wow, the designer must be famous for this?
Exactly, Jack. Like that moment when you effortlessly use a piece of software and everything just makes sense. It's intuitive, it's smooth, there's no friction. You don't care who designed it, but you're grateful it works. That's what true design excellence is about, solving problems seamlessly.
Right. And that's what frustrates me when the focus is on fame. Like, look at the algorithmic models we've been discussing. They are not about the creators being famous. They're about improving user experiences over time. And yeah, some of them might eventually degrade due to errors, but the goal is keeping things seamless for as long as possible.
Exactly. And let's face it, most of the tech we create today is so transient. Like those 5-second video models you mentioned earlier. They might not be perfect forever, but they're a step forward in innovation, even if they last just a bit before they get replaced by something better.
That's the thing. Think about how many apps or tools we used just a few years ago that are now obsolete. Remember Vine, the king of 6-second videos? Gone. But at its peak, it served its purpose brilliantly. It made people laugh. It sparked creativity. That's what counts.
Oh, Vine. So many hours lost to watching loops of people doing ridiculous things. But yes, it's a classic example. It wasn't about the app's fame, but the joy and creativity it unleashed. Just think about the dignity preserved by smart design and accessibility tools, too. These tools might not make headlines, but they change lives.
You nailed it. design that serves human needs without the need for recognition. Consider features that help the visually impaired or tools that provide smoother human-computer interactions. Those are design wins, not the latest buzzword tech that fades quickly.
And speaking of the latest tech, what do you think about the FTC situation with Meta? They claim Meta has this illegal monopoly, but Meta argues that they're just part of a crowded market now. It's like design fame. This ability doesn't necessarily equate to control or excellence.
It's a complicated case, for sure. Meta is trying to argue they're not dominating because the landscape has changed. But isn't that also part of good design? Adapting to the market? Staying relevant without crushing competitors unfairly?
For sure, innovation thrives in a competitive, diverse environment. But measuring that innovation needs to be about impact and solutions provided, not just market share. Just look at agentic systems versus legacy networking. Far more dynamic and user intent driven now.
Yeah, these agentic systems adapt on the fly, interpret user needs in real time, and make complex decisions instantly. That shift is what future-proofs technology investments. Again, it's not a race for fame, but for functionality and security. We need smart infrastructure like the agent mesh concept you mentioned earlier to support these dynamic interactions.
Absolutely. And with Google's A2A protocol for agent communication, we see a move towards standardization and clarity in this emergent tech space. It's all about capabilities, not who gets the limelight.
See, that's what real technological advancement looks like. Serving immediate user needs and future-proofing through intelligent design. Recognition is secondary to the seamless user experience. If we can maintain focus on creating for the user, fame becomes an optional byproduct.
Precisely. So let's encourage everyone in this space to channel their efforts into thoughtful solutions that offer value over visibility. After all, great design succeeds in the shadows just as well as in the spotlight.
Well said, Core. It's all about the user experience, solving problems, and making life easier without always needing a medal for it. Cheers to the unsung heroes of design. So, CORR, before the break, we were talking about how we manage our inflow of new information. It's a bit of a maze, right? I end up with browser tabs all over the place. I use tools like BrainTool and Obsidian to organize everything. What about you?
Oh, for sure, Jack. My browser tabs? They look like a battlefield. It's like you start with a research topic, and before you know it, you've got 20 different tabs open on anything remotely related. But I've recently added Zotero into the mix, synced with SyncThing. It's been a game changer for managing academic papers and articles.
Zotero, I've been meaning to get into that. How does it fit into your workflow?
Well, once I find something worth keeping, like a high-quality paper or article, I save it in Zotero. This ensures it's not just floating around the web, but properly cataloged. All my annotations and notes get synced to Obsidian. It's fantastic because I can link back to these sources easily whenever I'm developing new ideas.
That's brilliant. I've been using Obsidian too for my note-taking. The way it links notes is so similar to how our brains work. Everything's interconnected. However, I sometimes just chuck URLs in there when I'm in a hurry. Do you ever get lazy with it?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all do. Ideally, every note should be well indexed and connected, but sometimes a short-term fix is tossing in a URL. Still, the act of writing these notes crystallizes the information for me. Even if I don't use that note again, the writing process itself is beneficial.
Exactly. There's something very clarifying about the act of writing. It forces you to confront your gaps in understanding. Sometimes a note becomes so valuable that I think others might benefit from it, so I turn it into a blog post. Do you share your notes publicly too?
Occasionally. I mean, when a note evolves into something more polished, I'll share it. It's a way to solidify my own understanding and contribute to the broader community. We all benefit from putting out high-quality content that others can learn from.
Speaking of quality content, have you tried Instant SQL yet? Apparently, it's now available in MotherDuck in a preview mode.
Yeah, I gave it a whirl. It's pretty slick. Real-time query results at your fingertips. It's like having a conversation with your data. You just type and bam, immediate feedback. The new prompt-based edit feature is pretty neat too. How do you see these innovations shaping our research and data handling?
It's definitely a boost. Speed and interactivity are game changers. When you can query data that quickly, it opens up so many creative avenues. More time for critical thinking and less on waiting for results. It's like the difference between searching Google and digging through a library.
True. On the topic of innovative systems, you know, our methods of keyless car entry have come a long way. But with that, there's always the risk of security flaws. Have you heard about these key fob hacks? It's wild how easily some systems can be exploited.
As I have. It's concerning, really. The convenience factor is great. No one wants to fumble for keys. But some of these hacks are terrifying. People with just a bit of tech savvy can essentially clone your key fob and drive off with your car. It's like we have to find that balance between convenience and security.
Exactly. It's a cat and mouse game. Every new security feature gets tested to its limits, and often the flaws come to light only after someone exploits them. We need stronger encryption systems and better public awareness. It's not just about techie hackers. Your average Joe needs to know their car isn't as secure as they believe.
You're absolutely right. It's fascinating how these issues ripple out. From organizing browser tabs to managing digital security, even in our cars, all our systems are interconnected and equally vulnerable. It's essential to stay one step ahead.
Agreed. We're living in such a complex digital ecosystem where everything is tied together. The key is to be proactive in organizing and securing our digital lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Cor. Now, speaking of staying ahead, have you... continue seamlessly into the next topic without breaking the flow. Well, folks, that's about all the time we have for today's episode of AI Unchained. We've covered some pretty heated topics from the latest advancements in AI to the roller coaster of the stock market this week.
Absolutely, Jack. And let's not forget our deep dive into the geopolitical implications of AI technology, always a sizzling subject. I think we gave our listeners a lot to chew on.
Right, Cor. And speaking of chewing, I'm going to need a bite to eat after this marathon session. I don't know about you, but all this talking has made me hungry.
You and me both, Jack. But seriously, we hope all of you out there in our audience enjoyed the ride as much as we did.
Big thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Your support is what keeps us going episode after episode.
Yep, we couldn't do it without you guys. If you have any interesting topics you want us to tackle next, be sure to shoot us a message on our social media.
And remember, if you liked what you heard today, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the podcast with your friends.
Final thoughts, Jack? Anything inspirational to leave our listeners with?
Just this. Cor, keep questioning, stay curious, and never stop learning. The future's bright, and we're all in this journey together.
Perfectly said, Jack. Thank you for joining us today on AI Unchained. We hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained insights.
See you next time, folks. Stay unchained.
Take care, everyone.